ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yeah, 25 questions, 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, vertebrate animals. Vertebrate animals. Category number 2, food and drink. Category number 3, more answers ending in IA. Category number 4, religious groups. Category number 5, the theatre. All right, vertebrate animals, food and drink, more answers ending in IA, religious groups, the theatre. Who's kicking us off tonight? Stuart from Victor Harbour is going to do the honours. Stuart, good evening to you. Welcome back.
You too. Thanks. Yeah, how you been, all right?
Oh, I've been pretty good, yeah, pretty good.
Is your eye all cleared up? Is everything right?
No. So I think a big success, yeah.
Oh, well done.
My wife thinks I, you know, look like a wide-eyed loon, but, you know, that's... Maybe that's,
as long as they work, it's all right.
That's right. Exactly.
Well, who cares?
No, I think it's been a tremendous success, yeah.
You're really pleased, obviously.
Yeah. No, really.
Good on you, mate.
And the doc says it'll get better, too. So
the Fraser Island sounds really good, doesn't it?
It does.
I mean, I don't know how much it is. The girl didn't actually tell you how much it would stay there. I'd say it'd be pretty dear. But anyway...
Well, you can camp really there. Nice. You can camp there, too, so, you know.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Anyway, what do you like here? Yeah, vertebrate animals, food and drink, more answers ending in IA, the theatre, religious groups. More answers ending in IA.
I'll be gone in a minute, yep.
You're rubbing yourself out, Stuart.
I'm just practicing.
I mean, you know, the bloke would like to sharpen his pencil and get something on the paper. More, also known as, question number one, also known as word blindness. Which learning disability takes its name from the Greek for difficulty with words?
Oh, dyslexia.
Dyslexia. Yeah, more answers ending in IA.
There's no doubt about it.
Well, there you go. Question number 2, more answers ending in IA. You can stay here or move.
I think I'll stay. Phil, I'll give it a go. Thanks, mate.
Mosquitoes of the genus Anopheles are the only ones that carry which disease?
Malaria?
Correct. Yes. Malaria. Answers, okay. More answers ending in IA. Carrying on in here?
Yeah, I'll go with, thanks, Phil.
Which 1990 horror comedy film is set in a small California town that's invaded by spiders?
Oh, that's, what's it? Hang on, mate. I was going to think, it's coming to me about spiders. About the spiders were from New Zealand. They use a spider. Oh, what was it? Go get a mental block here, Phil. Spiders. It's something phobia. It's. What? No, I'm talking to Philip Clark, Chris is in the bathroom. I'm just thinking, God, Phil. You get a mental block and that's it.
Oh, no. It's been rich and real, Stewie. See ya. See you, mate. Bye-bye. Jeff in Hornsby's got the right answer. Karen from Mullumbimby had dyslexia. Frank from Mount Evelyn has got the right answer. What about Andrea from Australind in WA? G'day, Andrea.
Evening, Phil. I want to say thank you for putting me on to sardines. I used to really dislike them.
Oh, yeah.
But when you were talking about having a lime juice, I think lime or lemon juice and salt on them,
yeah.
I've actually started eating them, tried to eat them once a week.
Yeah. Have a tin of sardines.
I'm really grateful.
Have a tin of sardines once a week. It's really good. It's really good for you. Plus, I reckon, I think they're delicious. I've always loved them, but I mean, you know. It's a strongish flavour. I get why people don't like it.
It is strong. I'm almost enjoying them. Not quite, but, yeah, I'm having to force feed myself, yeah. And can I say hello to my brother in Alkimos and cousin Joy in Cardinia and me from Biddinga?
There you go.
I love the choice of subjects tonight.
Now, what do you reckon? More answers ending in IA. Which 1990 horror comedy film is set in a small California town that's invaded by spiders?
Well, if I could only think of the word, the Latin word for spider, and add IA on it, I'd probably be able to get it right. But I don't know. Yeah.
No good?
Thanks for a great program.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye. See you.
Great. Good night.
Bye. Ben says sardines are like Sydney swans. They've grown on me. Well, no one thought they could win, did they? No one, me included. Just goes to show. This is the joy of team sport. This is the joy of team sport. They obviously thought, well, no one thinks we can win, so we'll show them. Tony from Ballarat. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Philip. If you really love me, how am I? If you really love me, come on and let it show. With repeating tunes, Philip.
Yeah. Tony, I don't think your version is going to sell that well, but
I'm like Tony Bennett, I don't
think. Yeah. Oh, no, you aren't. There's a Tony Bennett in there trying to get out, I agree. Hey, question number three. Which 1990 horror comedy film is set in a small California town that's invaded by spiders?
Arachnophobia.
Correct. Arachnophobia.
That's a complete guess.
More answers ending in IA. All right, we're up to question number four. You can stay here if you like, or you can move to vertebrate animals, food and drink, the theatre, or religious groups, or you could stay here. So,
vertebrate animals, please. Please.
Vertebrate animals. Question number four. Aardvarks are native to which continent?
South America.
Not South America, Tony, no. Well, no. Thanks, mate.
Thank you, Philip.
See ya. Bye-bye. Not South America. Rose from Flagstaff. He'll had arachnophobia. Diana from Woodnelly, hello. Wants to send a cheerio to Maurice. And Jamie from Albany. Stephen from Rochdale South says, is tinned salmon just as good as sardines? Well, it's good too. But salmon, but sardines, I think, are better if you want, because everyone tells us we have to eat oily fish. So that's the reason. Where are we? AJ's from Bayview. G'day, AJ.
Hi.
We're up to question number four. Vertebrate animals, aardvarks, are native to which continent?
And we've had one answer, which was?
What's your
answer? That's right, you don't answer.
No, sadly not, AJ, no.
Aardvarks.
It's an odd question. Odd question.
Which continent?
Yeah.
Well, how many continents are there? I'm not answering. I'm just saying there's North America, South America, Antarctica, Australia, Asia Minor, Asia Major, Europa, blah, blah, blah. Africa?
Correct. Yes. Aardvarks are native to Africa. There you go. Question number five. Okay, we can stay in vertebrates if you like, or you could move to religious groups, the theatre, food and drink. More answers ending in IA.
A smorgasbord of choice. Well done, old boy. Mm. I'll go for theatre, please.
The theatre. All right, AJ. Question number five.
I'll be in stage left if you're looking.
You'll be on the first stage out of town if you're not careful.
I'll be acting in the rigging up top, yeah.
Question number five, the theatre. At the theatre, what sort of accessories would a perruquier make?
Oh, no. Oh, I have no idea. That's wardrobe. Perruquier, no clues, no nothing. You don't even answer that. P-E-R-U, perruquier. Italian, I'll take a guess at hats.
Not hats. Thanks, AJ. See ya. Not hats, no. Penny from Derby. G'day, Penny.
Hello. Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah. At the theatre, what sort of accessories would a perruquier make?
Puppets.
Not puppets. Thank you, Penny. Yeah. Sounds right, but it's sadly not correct. Andrew from Smithton. Hello, Andrew.
This morning, get your own.
There's probably quite a few Andrews in Smithton, I think, if you start digging. Hey, question. You're the only Andrew from Smithton that calls in. That's true. That is true. Question number five. At the theatre, what sort of accessories would a perruquier make?
I have no idea. So there you go.
There you
go. My cat is sitting down behind my back. It's very annoying.
Well, where do you want the cat to sit, Andrew?
Oh, just on the couch, but not right behind my back. Cause
well, exercise some control there, Andrew.
Lean back.
Get control of your cat, Andrew. See you, mate. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Now, Bill from North Adelaide. G'day, Bill.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good.
Love this show.
Thank you. Question five. We're in the theatre. At the theatre, what sort of accessories would a perruquier make?
I think they're making wigs.
They do. Yes. A perruquier makes wigs.
Right. And I'm not sure about theatre. Am I allowed to swap?
You can swap to any other category you like. We can go vertebrate animals, food and drink, more answers ending in IA, religious groups, or stay in the theatre.
Food and drinks, please.
Food and drink. Sharing its name with a type of weapon. What name is given to a ribeye steak with the rib bone left intact?
A rib bone left inside, is that either a hammerhead or a T-bone? I'll go T-bone.
Not a T-bone.
No, Bill, I got it wrong.
Sorry, mate. Thank you. 1-300-800-222. John from Shenton Park says, Angela Hewitt, the famous concert pianist, eats sardines just before giving a recital, especially of Bach's works. She believes in their value as a brain memory food. Someone said they've gone off on social media and that lots of places are sold out of sardines. Is that right? Well, we've been doing our best here on the program for a long time to be banging on about sardines. I love them, always have. But they're good for you. Have a tin a week. Where are we now? Jim from Banksia Park in South Australia. G'day, Jim.
Hi, Phil. Your swans are doing very well.
I know. How good was that? How good was that? What is the win of the round, I think. Whether they can do it again is another matter, but still.
Well, I think their depth's pretty good, so you should be all right.
Yeah. Anyway, we get to play either Fremantle or Geelong in the preliminary final, and let's see what happens.
Yep.
Question?
Always on the day.
What's that?
Always on the day.
It's always on the day, isn't it? Yeah. That's the joy of team sport. I think it's the joy of team sport, Jim. On the day, really, anything can happen.
That's right. A lot of minor premiers have been knocked off.
They have. All right. The answer, Africa did not end in IA. That was the subject. No, it wasn't. The subject matter there was vertebrate animals. But thank you anyway. Jim, question number six. In food and drink. Sharing its name with a type of weapon, what name is given to a ribeye steak with a rib bone left intact?
Well, I like the steak. I thought the previous answer was close, T-bone, but I'm just trying to figure out which.
No good, Jim. All right, mate. Thank you. We'll move on. Karen from Altona. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Question six, food and drink. Sharing its name with a type of weapon, what name is given to a ribeye steak with the rib bone left intact?
I'm not sure. All I can think of is ribeye cap.
What's your answer?
Ribeye cap?
No, it's not a ribeye cap, Karen, but thank you. Geo from Gloucester? Nope, that's not right. Harry in the Bay's got the right answer. Cracker's got the right answer. Tim has got the right answer. Jane from Homebush has got the right answer. Yes. All right. Let's move on. Who's been hanging in on here? Bo, I'll get to you in a second. Matthew from Palmyra. G'day, Matthew.
Yeah, it's Palmyra, thanks.
Palmyra, sorry, mate. Yeah.
Food
and drink. Sharing its name with a type of weapon, what name is given to a ribeye steak with the rib bone left intact?
Yeah, I've got the unfortunate... I've had the unfortunate opportunity to order a few of these for my customers. It's called a tomahawk.
It is. It is. It's called a tomahawk steak, yes.
It's certainly a favourite for business meals, right?
Oh, is it? Oh, well, they like them, do they?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, they like them.
Because make that, you feel like a caveman.
I think quite often it's the most expensive bloody thing on the menu.
Oh, damn it. Oh, I see. So because they're doing it on your dime, they're ordering the most expensive thing on the menu.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, dear. Well, you should have arranged it with the restaurateur before you arrived there, Matthew. You should have said, "Can I just have a limited menu of two choices? Yeah, well, like you can either have pasta or sausages or pasta
available today.
Sausages or pasta. That's all you got."
Yeah, that's it.
Question seven.
All right.
Okay, so question seven. We're in food and drink. You can move.
Yeah. Go ahead. I like a feed. Yeah.
Okay.
Keep going.
Food and drink. The Camfield is Australia's biggest pub, and it can be found in which capital city? Can be found in which capital city?
Oh, quite close to where I live, in fact. Yeah, Perth.
Yes, correct. I was going to say, I thought this might be an easy one for you. If does the Camfield serve tomahawks? But Matthew, maybe it does.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They're high volume fast food. Just bang, bang, bang. Just before the game at the footy.
Fair enough.
But
too.
It's a nice place. It's a nice place on the weekends. There's lovely gardens and lovely cycle tracks around the place. I'm not doing a promotion for the place at all, but
hang on, Matthew. Hang on, Matthew. Why don't you get a tape of this and say, take it down there and say, look, now, how about a bit of a decent deal on tomahawks? Next time I'll bring a few people in.
Maybe, that's right. Yeah. No, it's actually a nice setup there in Perth. We should do more about our cycle tracks and our walk tracks in Perth. Yeah,
that's true. Fair enough. It's Australia's biggest pub, the Camfield, apparently.
Apparently, yeah.
Question number eight: staying with food and drink, or you can move if you like.
Let's go food and drink.
Food and drink. Okay. Yeah. Question number eight: known for its distinctive cuisine, which includes dishes such as Kung Po chicken. Which province of China has a name meaning four rivers?
Four rivers. So four in Chinese is Kung Po chicken. Four rivers. Jiang. Sijia. Bloody hell, mate. I'm going to be really embarrassed about this.
Matthew.
Shijian.
All right, Matthew, we're going to have to move on, mate. I'm sorry. Harry in the Bay's got the right answer. Yes. Kerry says, my husband, when he was alive, loved sardines, and I hated them. And after eating them, he would chase me, trying to kiss me, and I'd be running around the house screaming. Yes, it's not probably the best kiss, is it? I would think, Katie. 1-300-800-222 is the number. All right, Battle of the Trevs. Trev from Surface Paradise. Hi, Trev.
Hello, Philip.
Question number eight. Known for its distinctive cuisine, which includes dishes such as Kung Po chicken, which province of China has a name meaning four rivers?
Well, the best I can come up with is Sichuan.
Sichuan.
Yeah,
It's not Sichuan. That's not going to work for us. What about the other Trev from Croydon Park, Battle of the Trevs? Hello, Trevor.
Yeah. Hi, Phil. I think it might be Sichuan.
Say it again.
Sichuan.
Yeah, that'll do. Sichuan, yes. Sichuan, okay. Sichuan, Sichuan.
Okay. So the For a brief, well, I don't know, a redemption story, a lot of other things about the Swans.
Yes.
Totally different feeling this week as over the last two. Sort of, you get the respect that something positive has been looked in the eye about the situation.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think the players all sat there in the room said, no one thinks we can win this. No one.
Yeah.
So it's not our fault. Let's see what we can do.
Well, that was the upshot. But I'm talking about the sort of more general situation. The questionable part has been sort of sliced out of the apple.
Mm.
And, positively, it's in the public eye that positive steps are being taken with the correct ultimate object in mind of justice for the young ladies concerned and whoever else.
Yeah. Let's see how this creakingly slow police investigation continues. Yeah. And in the meantime, the rest of the players who've slaved their guts out all year are, getting on with it.
And not quite like it, never be quite like it was before. But proudly be a Swan cheerer again.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of us feel like that. A lot of us feel like that, Trev. Hey, question number 9, what do you want to do here? Stay with food and drink, or you can move to vertebrate animals. More answers ending in IA, the theatre, or religious groups.
I'll go to IA.
Are you either sardine eater or Trevor?
They're not my favourite thing, but I'll go, don't mind them. The thing I can't stand, absolutely, I can't really think, and I can't think how pizza customers especially, or any human being, can stand anchovies.
Oh, no, anchovies are fantastic. Trevor, steady.
Ooh.
Steady, Trevor. question number 9, you wanted answers ending in IA?
Yeah.
Question number 9, more answers ending in IA. She climbs a tree and scrapes her knee. Are the opening lyrics to which song from The Sound of Music?
This is How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria?
Correct.
How do you solve a problem like Maria? How do you catch a cloud and pin it down? How do you find a word that means Maria? A flippity-jibbit, a will-o'-the-wisp, a clown.
Yes, more answers ending in IA.
Yeah, in answer to a question that I likely posed in conversation the other week, I took a side effort to Google and found out that your grandchild, is a grandson, is that already?
No, we don't know yet.
Okay, but your grandchild will grow up calling you Taid, T-A-I-D.
Oh, because is that the Welsh for grandfather? Is it?
Yeah.
I'll speak to his father about that. No. Question number 10. What do you want to do? Stay here? More answers ending in IA?
If that's not done yet. Yeah.
Which TV series starred Zendaya, Jacob Elordi and Sydney Sweeney as teenagers in the fictional town of East Highland?
It's not Portland. My answer will be Portlandia, but I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
No, not right. Thanks, Trev. Okay. See ya. Bye-bye. Thank you. No, that is not correct. Joan says, fill sardines in oil, mashed with brown vinegar and pepper on hot buttered toast. Yes. Yum, Joan. You've got it. That is it's just delicious. Tish from Port Augusta says, I give my dog sardines. They're wasted on the dog. Well, they're not, I suppose, but you know what I'm saying. Paul from Kalgoorlie. Hello, Paul.
G'day. How are you going?
Not bad. We're up to question number 10.
Like everyone else, I want to talk about the Swans.
Yeah.
Are you back on the bandwagon?
Yeah, I'm back on the bandwagon big time. Yeah.
That's good.
That's how blowing in the wind I am, Paul. But in all fairness, I mean, all my mates who are, you know, the fans as well, we all had the same view about the whole thing. But we're all back big time after that performance.
That was great. Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, amazing performance. To me, it was just like, I mean, how joyous is team sport, you know? Like, look, it's just.
Now, one of your earlier callers said, they'll never be the same, but I think they will. Every club has to go through scandals, and I think they've got a strong culture, and things like that recede, and they're a good club, Sydney. When I was there, I used to go and watch them. And they were very good. I went down to Frio and had a look at them play last Thursday, and it was a very sombre trip home.
Very sombre, I know, from Perth Stadium. Gee whiz. I know. Well, we'll find out who after this week, because the Swans will either play Swans will either play Frio or Geelong in the preliminary final.
That's right. We've got Dean Cox. We love Dean Cox. He's a great West Australian.
He's a former West Coast Eagle, isn't he? Yeah.
Yep.
Question number 10. We're in more answers ending in IA. Which TV series starred Zendaya, Jacob Elordi, Sydney Sweeney as teenagers in the fictional town of East Highland?
I think it's called Euphoria.
Correct, it is. It's called Euphoria. Answers ending in IA.
Zendaya. She's been in a lot of shows for the last few years.
She has. Mm. When you look like that, that's what happens to you. You get
right.
Question number 11, no more answers ending in IA. So we've got food and drink, vertebrate animals, or religious groups, or the theatre.
Let's go religious groups.
Question number 11, religious groups. Question number 11, which Catholic monastic order takes its name from the mountain range in the Holy Land, where it was founded in the 12th century?
Okay, that's not a bad one. Well, monastic orders, there's the Benedictines, I don't think they're from Italy. The Cistercians, I'll try that one. Cistercian.
No. Thanks, Paul. See you. See you later. Paul from Planland says, yes, best ambush of the season. Well done, Swans. Julie says, Phil, as I explained to my grandson, just because you get a couple of rotten apples in the box, you don't throw them all out. Keep supporting the ones you love. And fair enough too, Julie, fair enough too. Annie in Melbourne has the right answer here. Robin, no, does not have the right answer. Where are we? Who's Miko from Mellors Point? G'day, Miko.
Hello, how are you?
Not bad. Question 11, religious groups. Which Catholic monastic order takes its name from the mountain range in the Holy Land, where it was founded in the 12th century?
I only know this because there's a very religious town. I'm originally from the United States, and there's a Mount Carmel, Indiana, so I know it's the Carmelites.
Correct. Yes, there is. There's a Mount Carmel in Indiana, is there? Okay.
Yes, there is.
Taken from the Holy Land. Okay.
Yes.
The Carmelites. There's a few monasteries in Australia, aren't there? I seem to remember when I was growing up, there was one outside of Launceston in the country there. Question number 12. They never see anybody. They spend their whole life closed up.
Yeah, they do, and they dress very modestly.
Yeah. Gee whiz, it's a pretty tough life. You know, locked away. Yeah. Wow.
And going back to what you were saying about sardines, I'd probably eat a tin a week as well. When my mom was pregnant with me, it's all she craved. She can't stand them now. And something that I can't find here, which is common in the States, is sardines packed in mustard.
Packed in what?
Mustard.
Mustard. Oh, okay. How's that? Do they go okay, Miko?
Yeah, they're great.
Okay. Question number 12. We're in religious groups. You can stay here or you can move to the theatre or food and drink or vertebrate animals.
vertebrate animals.
Vertebrate animals. Question number 12. Which native Australian animal has four legs with the two hind legs pointed backwards?
Platypus?
Not a platypus. Miko, no.
Yeah.
Thank you. Not a platypus. No. Alex from Greendale says marinate pale lemon anchovies, fresh cured with lemon juice, are so good, unimaginably good. Yeah, no, I'm an anchovy fan too, Alex. I'm with you on all of that. Where are we? Paul from Wensleydale. G'day, Paul.
Hello.
Hello. Question number 12.
Phil?
Yes?
I know you don't answer questions, but I've got a query about the swans.
Mm-hmm.
I was working in jail once, many years ago, and there was a priest there incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew I was a swans man, and he came up to me and said, listen, do you know the real story while the swans are called the bloodstained angels? And I think...
Is this broadcastable, Paul?
Oh, yes. No, very, very. Mm, yes. Mm. Yeah, very. And I said, well, I think it had something to do with the Bloodbath Grand Final in 1945. And he said, no. He said, many years before that, the swans had a malfunction with the laundry, with their jumpers, and apparently all the red V ran through all the jumpers, and it was the only set they had. So they ran out one day with these reddish pink jumpers. Have you heard that story?
No, I can believe it though.
Yeah, I can believe it too. Yeah. But anyway, that was where I just thought I'd run that past you.
Thanks, Paul. Hey, which native Australian animal has four legs with the two hind legs pointed backwards?
No, I've got no idea. I might have said a platypus too, but echidna?
An echidna is correct. Yes.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yes, they have two pine legs. Their back legs are pointed backwards, which is better for burrowing because they can burrow into a hole pretty quickly.
I nearly ran over one today, actually.
Oh, don't do that. No, they're amazing.
No. I did my best to avoid it, but yeah, it was there. Yeah.
Question number 13. We're invertebrate animals, if you like. You can stay there or move to religious groups, the theatre, or food and drink.
I'll stay where we are.
Vertebrate animals, question number 13. Which animals appear on the classic Levi's jeans label?
Oh, Mustang horses?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, well, horses. I'll give you horses, yeah.
Okay.
I think the horses are trying to pull the jeans apart, aren't they? I think that's the...
It's a long time since I've had a pair of Levi's jeans.
Everyone's had a pair at some stage in their life, haven't they?
It's 50 years ago, there you are.
Yes. Yes, 1-300-800-222. John from Cogra Bay says there's a Carmelite monastery in Lismore. Yeah, no, there's a few in Australia. Ray from Atlanta says, Phil, your pronunciation of anchovies is worse than Kapalaba. What's wrong with anchovies? Oh, you want to go with anchovies, do you, Ray? I don't know about that. Paul, question number 14. We're in vertebrate animals, and you can stay there if you like. Food and drink, the theatre, or religious groups?
Look, I'm a lapsed Catholic. I shouldn't go anywhere near religion, so I'll stay where I am.
What's the longest species of venomous snake? The longest.
Ooh, venomous.
The longest species. Venomous snake.
I'll go tiger snake.
Not a tiger.
No worries.
Thanks, Paul. See you, mate. Thank you for that. No, not a tiger snake. Glenn from Frankston. G'day, Glenn.
Congratulations, Phil.
How good was that?
It just shows that I think 90% of sport can be played above the shoulders at times.
Absolutely.
I think Papley spoke after the game and he said, look, we miss the blokes and they're important to us, but we played our system. I just thought he spoke really well.
Yeah.
For a bloke, a lot of people say he's a bit of a fool and whatever, but I just thought he spoke honestly.
It's
good to say.
I just thought it was another reason why we love, you know, team sport, because not always, but many times, the sum of the team is greater than the sum of its parts.
And that's the old adage about champion teams and teams of champions.
Team of champions, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it often isn't the case because troubles, often they're no good. But as we know, often they're useless. But when they're good, gee whiz, tell you what. And the joy on the faces of those players. Question 14, what do you reckon? We're in vertebrate animals. What's the longest species of venomous snake?
I think it's the king cobra.
Correct. It's the king cobra. The question is, of course, Glenn, is whether they can step up and do it again.
As you know, Phil, who I broke for, I'm not going to comment on any other sides of them because we've held up the ladder for the year. So
no comment required. That's right.
Thank you very much. But look, you've got to basically now you've only got to win two more games. I know that.
They have to beat either Fremantle or Geelong, and then they're in the grand final. And then, as we know, our record in the grand final has been so great, hasn't it?
not fantastic, but you're still in the hunt, mate. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Hey, question 15. Oh, thanks to the texter who said that Carmelite Order of Nuns is in Longford. Oh, it's outside of Longford. Okay, yeah.
Nice part of Tassie, Longford, yeah.
Yeah, it is a nice part of Tassie. All righty. Where are we? Question number 15. We've got one left in vertebrate animals, if you like.
I'm not in the strongest suit, but we'll try it anyway, mate.
Which species of whale has the longest pectoral fins?
I'll say sperm whale with no confidence, Phil.
No, there's a reason you're not going to. There's no confidence.
I love it that you just say matter of fact with that too, mate. All the best for
tonight. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Thanks. John from Merrimble says, I know you're biased with the Swans, Phil, but what about the Mighty Hawks? Oh, no, John, I agree. You'd have to rate the Hawks highly for the flag, wouldn't you? You really would. All righty, 1300. Bo's in the truck. G'day, Bo.
G'day, Phil.
I'm good. Vertebrate animals. Which species of whale has the longest pectoral fins? It's not a sperm whale.
Yeah, it's going to be pure guesswork. I'm just thinking humpbacks have got fairly long fins. I'll just say that.
Correct, yes.
You're kidding.
Well, I agree with you. The humpbacks do. I mean, it's the one thing you think about humpbacks. They jump high out of the water and they do have very long fins, yeah.
And my wife's right into photography and just recently she went on a whale-watching thing, came back with a hell of a lot of photos of them breaching and all that stuff. And I looked at the pectoral fins, I thought, shit, they got long arms.
Oh, dear. All right, we've got 10 left. Gwen says, dear Phil, do you go to the game? You said you weren't. No, I didn't go to the game. When I watched it on telly because I and lots of others were sort of, you know, having some silent disappointment about the whole thing. So I watched it on telly. But, wow, what a game. What a game. Question number 16. That's it for vertebrate animals. So we've got food and drink, the theatre or religious groups.
Well, definitely not religious groups. I'll try food and drink. Why not?
Food and drink. What alternative name for a rock melon comes from the name of a summer estate of the Vatican?
I didn't know he had an estate called Cantaloupe.
No. Cantaloupe, it's Cantaloupe.
Oh, Cantaloupe, sorry.
Cantaloupe. Yes, cantaloupe. Well, Victorians call them cantaloupes, don't they? Does anybody else call them cantaloupes? What do Queenslanders call rock melons? No, they call them rock melons. I think only Victorians. Yeah, well, I think only Victorians.
I'm a Victorian, and we call them rock melons.
No, you don't.
At least in our household.
Oh, in your household, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, yeah. You'd agree with me that a cantaloupe's a pretty common name for rock melons in Victoria.
Oh, could be, yeah.
Question number 17. We've got one left in food and drink. Otherwise, you're off to religious groups or the theatre, Bo. two of your favourite destinations, Bo.
I think we'll try food and drink.
I think you will. Food and drink, question number 17. Barmbrack. Barmbrack is a type of bread associated with which European country? Barmbrack.
I would have no idea, but it sounds Scottish to me.
Not Scotland. No. I know why.
Too much to get religion.
You better pray for yourself. See you, Bo. Bye. Jane from Mount Gambier, that is correct. Yes, Snoopy from Nora Head had the cantaloupe, correct. Lynn the Queenslander had cantaloupe. Monica from the Hunter Valley. Hello, Mon.
G'day, Phil. How you going?
Pretty good. Question number 17. Food and drink. Barmbrack is a type of bread associated with which European country? It's not Scotland.
I don't know. I'm going to go Netherlands. I don't know why, but yeah, but don't know.
Yep. No, not the Netherlands.
Can I see you doing religious groups? Can I tell you a very quick joke about the Cistercians? It's not rude, of course.
Of all the things to have a joke about, I'm not thinking. Anyway, go on. Yes, Monica.
Well, okay,
hit me up.
Okay, well, the myth is that the Cistercian order, they don't speak at all. Well, they do actually speak, but they don't talk much.
Hmm.
So anyway, this guy joins the Cistercians and the abbot says to him, righto, you've only allowed 2 words a year, that's it. So after the first year, well, what's your words? And he says, bed hard. And the abbot says, righto, off you go, see you in 4 months. 4 months later he comes in and the abbot says, well, what are your 2 words? And he said, food terrible. And the abbot says, righto, off you go. Anyway, the next year the abbot says, well, what have you got to say? And he says, I quit. And the abbot says, well, thank goodness for that. You've done nothing but win since you got here.
I like that, Mon.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
See you, mate. Catch you later. See you, Mon. Bye. Clive from Berwick says, Phil, forget the rest. It'll be a Swans-Hawks grand final. What's more, it'll go down to the wire. St John's Ambos will need a truckload of defibrillators. Yeah, that can happen, can't it? I think, yeah, be a good match. Be a good match anyway. Alrighty, where are we? Mark from Oak Park. G'day, Mark.
Hey. Back to Levi's. My unreliable memory is from the ad from the 70s was that they were mules.
No, they're horses.
Okay, unreliable memory.
That's right. And they're trying to, I think there's a team of them on either side and they're trying to pull the pair of jeans apart. And they're so tough that, mind you, I don't think, you know.
Okay, the bread.
Barmbrack. Barmbrack's a type of bread associated with which European country?
I'm going to guess Ireland.
Ireland is correct, yes.
Is it soda bread?
I guess it would be. I don't know for sure, but I guess it would be, yes.
Because, you know, I've heard of soda bread, but I've never heard of Barmbrack.
Barmbrack, yes.
Barmbrack.
Barmbrack. Question number 18. Religious groups or the theatre?
Religious groups.
Religious groups. In the USA, which religious group speak the language Pennsylvania Dutch?
Amish.
Correct. The Amish. Very good, Mike.
Mike is some other Oak Parkian.
Oh, sorry. No, I meant to say Mark, but you know the trouble is Mike from Oak Park also rings me. That's where it came from. You're right. someone says Queenslanders eat boiled peanuts and drink sarsaparilla.
So back to what's the cantaloupe? Song of the Wolf, cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe. I suppose yes, cantaloupe. L-O-U rather than L-U-P, but yes, but still, Song of the Wolf. Jan says, I don't agree that we regarding rock melons. As a Victorian, I almost never hear them called cantaloupes. Oh, no, they are. Well, maybe it's going out of fashion. I don't know, but it always was a big Victorian thing. Mm. Bobsled says, Kath and Kel were struggling with marriage arrangements and were thinking of eloping. Kim told Kath as she fetched a rock melon from the fridge, you can't elope. Oh, thank you. Bobsled. Question number 19. We're in religious groups. You're staying here, Mark.
Staying in religion, yep.
Which Christian denomination makes up the second largest religious group in Egypt?
Coptic.
Correct. The Copts. The Copts. Yes, the Coptic Christians.
And hello to my good friend Aziz, if he's listening.
Is he a Copt?
He is.
There you go. Question number 20. Religious groups.
Yes, let's
what
stay
is
there.
The common Western name for members of the Mevlevi Sufi order in Islam?
Dervish.
Who spin in circles as a form of religious worship and meditation?
Dervish.
What sort of dervish?
Lance Corporal Jones referred to him as the mad dervish, but is it the spinning dervish?
Not the spinning dervish.
Oh, well, good night,
Thank
Ben.
You, Mark. I see you. I know I'm harsh, but still. Fitzy from, Sharon from Ballarat. Sorry. Hi, Sharon. Sorry you've been waiting on there.
Hi.
Hello.
Who is the gentleman who is just on now?
Mark from Oak Park.
Mark, you're going to kick yourself because you knew this.
Yes.
Okay.
What's the common Western name for members of the Mevlevi Sufi order in Islam who spin in circles as a form of religious worship and meditation?
Before I tell you that, can I just tell you that it's definitely cantaloupes here in Ballarat?
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
That's because so many of us are Catholics.
Yeah, no. Right. I've got no idea. Oh, I see the Catholics, Vatican. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Now, who are we after?
I can't believe. Did lovely Jason, producer, did he write this quiz? Because this is the best quiz I've ever been on.
Good on you. Sharon, what's the answer?
It has to be the whirling dervishes.
Correct. It's the whirling dervishes. Yes, they are dervishes, but they the ones who spin in circles.
They are famous.
It's a very beautiful thing. It's a form of religious worship it's a form of meditation. They get into a very trance-like state while they're spinning.
I haven't been there to see them, but I've seen them on TV and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Question 21, religious groups. We've got one left in religious groups.
Mm-hmm.
In Christianity, the four horsemen of the apocalypse appear in which book of the Bible?
Oh, my God. I'm an expert on the Bible, but I did that like 20 years ago. So I'd need to – I can't even remember all the four – can you say the question again? Sorry.
In Christianity, the four horsemen of the apocalypse appear in which book of the Bible?
You know, I knew the Bible backwards when I did religious RI for teaching. I can't remember. I can't believe I've been called out on this and I'm Catholic.
See you, Sharon.
Here again. At least I got one.
Good on you.
Someone else would definitely know.
See you in Cantaloupe one time. See you in Cantaloupe. All right, Fitzy from Coogee. G'day, Fitzy.
G'day. I'll give you a bad guess. I'll say John. No idea.
No, thanks, mate. Bye-bye. No, not the Gospel of John, no. Latif from West Brunswick. Hi, Latif.
Hello, Phil. Would you repeat again, please?
In Christianity, Latif, the four horsemen of the apocalypse appear in which book of the Bible?
Saint Paul's?
Not St. Paul's Gospel, no. Not the no. Actually, there's no Gospel of St. Paul, is there? But no, that's not correct. Charlie from Mount Druitt. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Phil. Good to be with you.
Yes, likewise.
I was just going to mention it's going to be a bit harder for the Swans' next game because they've lost their captain, haven't they?
They have, Callum Mills, yeah. He's out with an ACL. Well, he'll probably be out for the most of next year by the sound of it.
Oh, right. Jeez, does it take that long?
Oh, yeah, ACLs are terrible injuries to recover from. You need surgery and it's a long way back, yeah.
Yeah, so that's another how hurdle they have to get through.
Yep, well, let's see what happens.
But when they seem to come through when when it's tough.
That's it. Now, Charlie, what do you reckon? In Christianity, the four horsemen of the apocalypse appear in which book of the Bible?
I'll just have a shot at Genesis.
Not Genesis, mate. Thanks, Charlie. Good on you. No, not Genesis. Annie in Melbourne had Genesis. Not correct. Rosie says, we live in Melbourne and we call them cantaloupes. Good on you. I know you do. Speaking of Oak Park, we went from Mark. Here's Mike. G'day, Mike.
Hi there. And I should say g'day to Mark from Oak Park
exactly.
as well.
Mike and Mark. Good on you. In Christianity, the four horsemen of the apocalypse appear in which book of the Bible?
Wouldn't have a clue, but I'll say Exodus.
Not Exodus, no.
Thanks, Mike. Narrows it down a bit.
Yes, there's only a That's Cheers. Right. Cheers, mate. Dear. Well, yes, I suppose in a way it narrows it down, does it not? Steve from Northern. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Phil. How are you, mate? Not bad. Revelation.
In Christianity, the four horsemen of the apocalypse appear in which book of the Bible?
Revelation.
Revelation, correct. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4 left. They're all questions in the theatre. So I'll tell you what, Steve, I'll put you on hold and we can ring you back because we've got a news bulletin to attend to as well. We'll take the four questions left in the Mighty Challenge after the news. We do have some other little things to attend to first. One of them, of course, is what we often refer to as
Challenge.
And we're up to question number 22. Steve from Northern was with us. G'day, Steve.
G'day, mate.
Now, we have to be in the theatre. So let's go. Question number 22. Which name for the arch around the stage comes from a Greek word meaning the space in front of the scenery?
Oh, do you know what? I really was going to, I hoped I was going to break my personal best, but it doesn't look like I am. See you, mate.
Okay, see you, mate. Bye-bye. Thank you. All right. Ian from Morford Vale. G'day, Ian.
Yes, sir. G'day, Phil.
Question number 22. We're in the theatre. Which name for the arch around the stage comes from a Greek word meaning the space in front of the scenery?
Yeah, great name. Proscenium?
Yes, a proscenium, correct. The proscenium, a proscenium arch is when you're looking at a stage and that's the arch around it. Correct. Number 23, question number 23, we're in the theatre. Which Norwegian playwright wrote the plays Hedda Gabler, Peer Gynt and Ghosts, Ian?
I don't know his first name, but Ibsen.
Which one?
Ibsen.
Correct. Yes, it is. What's his first name? I'll let you off. His name is Ibsen. Yes, Henrik Ibsen. Henrik Ibsen. All right. Question number 24. We're in the theatre, Ian. Which U.S. president was assassinated in Ford's Theatre?
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct. Yes, it was. Abraham Lincoln was shot in Ford's Theatre. All right. Well, let's put you in the box then. Question number 25. And to win, last one in the theatre, Ian?
Yes?
What links the characters of Proto Popov from Chekhov's Three Sisters Rosaline from Romeo and Juliet and Godot from Waiting for Godot? What links those characters?
Except for the last one, I was going to say that they were star-crossed lovers.
No, not star-crossed lovers. Sorry, Ian, no, not star-crossed lovers, sadly. Albert in Townsville. Hi, Albert.
Hello, good night, Philip.
What do you reckon?
I thought I'd have to get you to say the thing again. I rang up for Revelations and I would have got Abraham Lincoln, but I don't think I know this one.
This is for question 25 and to win. What links the characters of Protopopov from Chekhov's Three Sisters, Rosaline from Romeo and Juliet, and Godot from Waiting for Godot?
Oh, I haven't a clue in the world. I'll have to leave it for someone else. I thought I might get a Bradbury's.
No worries, Albert. Thank you, mate.
Okay, bye.
See you, bye. Bobsled, yes, that is correct, Bobsled, correct. Jim in Campbelltown, correct. Joe from Melton says, the connection is that all plays were forced to study at school. question 25, and to win the magnet, Barbara from Forker Bridge, hello.
Yes, hi. Was that Antipersonium I rang for?
What's that?
Was the Antipersonium Arch?
The Proscenium Arch, yes, exactly.
Yeah. At least I would have got that one.
What links the characters of Protopopov from Chekhov's Three Sisters, Rosaline from Romeo and Juliet, and Godot from Waiting for Godot?
I don't know. I know that the sisters weren't getting on very well together. I can't think of any other connection, except they were all, no, Godot, they were all waiting for Godot, weren't they? So, I don't know. I think maybe that they weren't getting on very well together with their siblings.
No, Barb, sorry, mate.
Never mind.
See ya. Bye. No. Karen from Mullumbimby, correct. Sean in Hobart, correct. Sally from Bullsbrook, correct. What links the characters of Protopopov from Chekhov's Three Sisters, Rosaline from Romeo and Juliet, and Godot from Waiting for Godot? Justin from Frankston, who's been hanging on there. Hello, Justin.
G'day, Phil. I hope I can win this because I've never won on your show. I've won on the other ones, but not your Mighty Challenge.
What do you reckon? What's the link between these characters?
I'm hoping and I hope that are they all brothers and sisters?
No, sadly, Justin. No. No. Sorry, Justin. Bye. See you, mate. No, bye. All righty, Dana from Woodnelling. Thank you, Dana. We're on question 25. Who wants to answer this? 1-300-800-222. We're up to question 25. What links the characters of Protopopov from Chekhov's Three Sisters, Rosaline from Romeo and Juliet, and Godot from Waiting for Godot? There's a line available if you want to ring 1-300-800-222. What links these characters? The characters of Protopopov from Chekhov's Three Sisters, Rosaline from Romeo and Juliet, and Godot from Waiting for Godot. What is the link between them? Michael from Seaholme in Victoria. G'day, Michael.
Hi, Philip.
Hi. What do you reckon?
Before I answer, can I just say, going back to one of the earlier questions about Barmbrack?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Barmbrack, yeah.
Yeah, so someone said, is it like
soda bread? Yeah. No.
It's not like soda bread.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a cob. And if you think of like raisin toast or panettone, it's got that sort of texture. So it's got fruit.
It's got fruit in it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. Sounds good. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's very, very nice.
Okay, but it's not like a soda bread sourdough thing. No.
No, not at all. It's much lighter. It'd be like panettone.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, that sort of light texture to it.
Very nice. Good. Now, Michael, what about this one? What links the characters of Protopopov from Chekhov's Three Sisters, Rosaline from Romeo and Juliet, and Godot from Waiting for Godot?
Is it that you don't see them, they're never seen?
Correct. Yes.
There you go.
Yes, all three characters, although they are significant characters in the play, they never appear. They never appear on stage, which is the connection. Very good. Well, thank you for the information about you better have a piece of buttered barn break, I think, Michael, to celebrate.
I'd have to make some. I don't have any.
Thanks, mate. I'll get don't hang up. We'll get some details from you, and we shall get the mighty magnet out to you. Frank from Mount Evelyn in Victoria said they're invisible characters who never appear on stage. Correct. Claude J from Melton says, obviously I didn't study well enough. I've got no clue. Lorella, they don't appear on stage. Correct. John Boy says, they're all Swan supporters. Well, they should have been. And fair enough. And fair enough too. Thanks, Diana from Woodnilling as well. Sally from Bullsbrook had the right answer too. Thank you. Nice challenge, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.